new Hot 96.9.
We need to start treating our city better, people. Because we are residing in the greatest city to vacation in.
Summer vacation.
In the U.S. of A. Yes, summer vacation. Not winter. Blech. Boston. Ranked number one over every other city. By the way, it's Hot 96.9. Over every other city in this country. Mm-hmm. And not just that. Ranked number three overall in the world.
Which it's, I even think the three in the world is a little low. It should be higher than that.
Absolutely not.
No. Summer vacation spot. Boston, I've been to a ton of cities. I've been a lot of places.
Yeah.
Right? Boston, by far, city summer vacation has everything to offer. And there are no other city like it. Nowhere in the U.S., and that's why it is number one on the list. You can hit the beach. It's for family. It's for couples. It's for somebody who wants a vacation by themselves. You got beaches, museums, art galleries. The transportation is great. Everything is close. It's convenient. There's really no knock on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's maybe not the best of all those things,
right.
But you got the variety,
right.
And it's all close.
But the people that I've been seeing that have been being critical about it are the ones that are from here.
Right, of course,
and
of
I think
course.
Take these things for granted. Like
right.
A lot of the touristy stuff that there is to do here, I've personally never done.
Right.
And I'm from here. And I'm talking right. about the tours.
Yeah. I've done a lot of them.
Going to the breweries and like all that stuff. Like I've never
the museums.
Done.
Right.
The museums. Yeah. So
there are places in Boston I don't
but,
even know about.
Right.
I don't what? See you going anywhere though and like
yeah,
looking
like,
for the museum.
Yeah.
And the tours.
The culture
and,
was amazing.
Right.
No, but I'm looking right here, right? I did a Google search of the top things to do
yep.
in Boston in
yep.
the summertime. Mm-hmm. And you got whale watching. You
right.
have the summer concert series at
Freedom
Fenway.
Trail.
Yeah, you got all the duck tours.
Right.
Right.
There's a lot of stuff that, and everything too that people are forgetting about is how accessible things are in this city. Like, there's a lot of cities you go to where things are so spread out.
Yeah.
At least in Boston, you can go to Faneuil Hall and spend a whole day
right.
there and, like, you just walk around.
I think it depends a lot on what you want out of your summer vacation. And also, I think it depends on how extensively you've traveled the country, like, and been to other places. Like, what do you have to compare it with?
You know what I mean? I've been everywhere. L.A., New York, Chicago, Miami.
Being there and, like, really immersing
yeah.
yourself in the city is a completely different thing.
I've immersed myself in Chicago's got the Magnificent Mile, which is nice. It's a lot of shopping, whatever. But try to find a beach in Chicago in the summertime.
But see, if I'm going summer for a beach, I'm trying to go somewhere tropical. I don't know.
I've been in Jamaica.
I don't care about beaches.
I've been in the Bahamas.
So.
I've been to the Virgin Islands. Those places are
and
nice.
And you'd rather be in Boston than there for vacation?
No, but
Revere Beach, man.
No. But the difference is those beaches are beautiful. I love those beaches.
They don't have Sullivans.
But you're not going to get all the other stuff. Like, you're not going to find no nightlife. You're not going to find anything like that. You go
to
the Virgin Islands, that's it. Everything shut down at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and you got to stay on the resort. But when you're talking
and
about
Boston's
the
open
but when you're
one,
talking about the list here of
someplace.
The best thing and what it has to offer, you're not going to find no, like, really, really nice restaurants in the Bahamas.
I'm not arguing the United States. But I will argue, I think it's high to be number three in the world. I really do.
Give me a better place than Boston.
I've been to a couple places that I've liked. I loved Hong Kong.
I loved
Amsterdam. I mean.
I just think we don't appreciate it because we're here every day.
Right.
It's like, it's
we
just
see
like
it
this.
All the time.
You know, you see Tom Brady with Giselle and you're like, oh my God, he's so lucky. Look,
right.
She's a supermodel. But he's with Giselle, and I'm sure he loves her, but he has
damn.
To smell her farts at the same
right.
time. You know what I'm saying?
It's getting on my nerves.
Really,
today.
Giselle? What did you have? Avocado, whatever it is, avocado
yeah.
ice cream again?
Hitting you hard
Woo!
This time.
Ramiro, Melissa, and Wiggy. The Get Up Crew.
Only on the new Hot 96.9.